This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Parts of Colorado's high country have seen the season's first snow. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
Many high elevation areas saw their first snow of the season Wednesday night and Thursday. Several ski areas tweeted photos and videos of flurries and slopes that looked coated in powdered sugar. Colorado ski season typically begins in October and can last into July. I'm Tina Sieg, CPR News.
The pandemic brought down reading levels in schools. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports on an independent analysis of Colorado's law mandating intervention for struggling readers.
Typically under the READ Act, about 15% of kindergarten through third graders are identified with a significant reading deficiency. Last year, it was 22%. Katie Grogan of the research firm WestEd says schools are now using curriculum grounded in the science of reading.
People describe this as a move away from kind of the Wild West, where teachers were able to use whatever materials they wanted to in their classroom to, again, increase alignment and consistency.
The State Board of Education is making new rules for the READ Act. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The world's largest free book festival is in Boulder this weekend. Organizer Jesse Friedman says Boulderites' openness and curiosity made it a natural choice to host the Jaipur Literature Festival.
They leave with learning about things they didn't know, maybe a new understanding of events that are going on in other parts of the world.
Boulder is one of three U.S. cities hosting the event. The metro area and Colorado Springs have highs near 80 today. It's CPR News and KRCC.